October 21st.
All right.
No, dude, I'm Frank.
I'm Frank.
Yeah. Everything we own is in this bag.
Oh, now that I have the machine on, no one will talk.
Yeah, I know you guys. It's like, you've never been to Frank's house. You don't have a radio station.
I never listened to any fucking music.
It's like, I finally...
Yeah, what's his name again? Frank?
I finally...
Why is everybody interviewed Frank? Why was I told to interview him? Why? What is this guy? No, come on, Jerry. Get to what does he do? What does Frank do? What does this Frank do?
He hires janitors.
Yeah. Oh, you mean he works with John Truby, the Janitors of America.
Ah, okay.
And why? Because that's a unique kind of employment opportunity that he gets interviewed a lot about it?
Industrial performance art.
I see. And he blames Bush for the lack of opportunities for janitors. So he goes to these Dukakis parties. He doesn't know Dukakis is an organic robotoid. Can I tell him that?
Yeah.
Does he need to know this?
Tell him that. I told the secretary, I said, yeah, this guy, he thinks Carter is a robotoid. And she just goes, oh, yeah.
That'll get the gym about 5 to 8. And then the gym will say, this fucking guy.
And then I start going, well, he's a kook, but, you know, he's really got a lot of good points. And she's going, is he really a kook?
This is about the guy who's staying with you. She knows that much, eh?
Yeah. I started ripping into the whole story.
Oh, my word.
And then we were disturbed, and then the last thing was, is he really a kook? And I was going to go, well, wait, let me explain. And it was like, well, I got to go. Bye, Jerry.
Well, Frank knows I'm not a kook. That's why he's accepting this interview. He knows that basically he'll be interviewing me to find out what I know, because what I told him in 85 inspired the whole fucking PNRC thing, and I gave him the sources to use, right? So he needs a new cause. Furry Lint needs a goddamn new cause, and I'm going to give it to him. So, and Gail, knowing this will demand a new kind of bureaucratic thing of the office, you'll have to start mailing out other kinds of content, because all nervous, subconsciously knowing, oh, Frank's going to go through one of his changes again, like he did 3 years ago. Have a cause, we're going to have to reorient the whole staff, we're going to fire a lot of them, we're going to have to find new sources and publish new kinds of little pamphlets.
The B-Pack.
The B-Pack.
Yeah, this will be the PAC, the Political Action Committee. Bob Pack.
So is that what Z-Pack stands for? Political Action Committee?
For Frank, the president
is just Zappa Pack. I would say.
I don't know. I'm creating your dear.
Oh,
I'm PAC.
Yeah, it's Political Action Committee. They run politics in the 80s. They're called PACs. Political Action. The lobbyists.
Pretty. I bet you that's where it's from. That's a good question. No, that was because we always go Z-PAC over the line, and then people write Z-DASH Pack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why Johnny can't listen.
So, Bob, why don't you ask Jerry and I the questions you're going to ask Zap and see how we do?
Oh, fuck, no way. I can't blow the dynamo. I can't let Rob Carrera know ahead of time what is going to be a blockbuster for other people after all the other news little things. You get it?
Yeah, go to the torrents and Frank. Yeah, I'm going to be doing this
for mother people.
This KL something or another and mother people. And then
Well, we're driving down Venice, we're heading east, right? We're heading east into the heart of L.A. Then we go up to the hills. The hills that Frank made famous in 1966. The Plastic People. The Plastic People, Crescent Boulevard. Yes, I remember when I was here on July 29th, 1966. I was with a bunch of winos. They filled the house with wine 3 inches thick all over the floor. I got lost, didn't get busted. Frank was opening at Santa Monica. Dylan had his motorcycle accident earlier that day. It was quite a day, July 29th, 1966. 2/9 is 11, 7 is 18. 7 is 7th, July is the 7th month, so 7/11 is 18. Frank is an 18, he's not a 22. He's been waked up by the European Bolsheviks. He's sort of in a stereotype as a left. He's satirical person of the left.
responded to the European takeover, the Bolshevik takeover in the 80s behind Reagan, and turned right. That's why Frank says in the 80s he's a conservative now, because he towed the party line of the European Bolsheviks. And that's why Marcos is getting busted today. This is all so symbolic. Marcos, the old Rockefeller boy, getting busted by the Bolsheviks in the White House. The Rothschild-controlled group, the Princeton Texas and Associates. Now, why does Marcos get busted along with Adnan Khashoggi? Because Khashoggi was part of Countergate, which was a Rockefeller maneuver against the Bolshevik-controlled president. All right? So, Khashoggi, soggy cash, right? No money left in the Rockefeller banks. Rockefellers, all the Rockefeller people, Marcos, Somoza, Chavarin, they've all been booted out. Maybe Doc in Haiti. But note that Khashoggi was behind Countergate, and now he's being chased by the Justice Department of the United States. Obviously, the Bolshevik-controlled Justice Department. Now, Frank, as a preamble, are you Bolshevik-controlled, Frank? Before 1967 or 1982? Okay, Frank, that's our opening question. Frank will say, Bob, you're on to me. Did you get any on you, Bob? I said, yeah. Recorded September 16th, 1969. Right, Frank? That's right, Bob. 11 days after Dweezil was born. Not September 5th, 1969. The apex of polarity, according to cosmic awareness. September 5th, 1969. Okay, Frank. Next question. Is it over yet, Frank? Is it, Bob, you're quite an archivist. Yes, I remember when Jay Ruby did the interview in Jazz and Pop, published in the fall of 1970, maybe the summer, the August 1970 issue of Jazz and Pop by Jay Ruby. At the end of the interview, Frank goes, "Is it over?" That's what I was quoting, right, Frank? He says, "That's right, Bob, you know. You know the little poignant motifs that I use, the conceptual perceptual continuity. Bob, I've been waiting for this interview. I could now stop being Frank. You know, the little dummy they have in 200 motels that they interview and beat up. The little dummy that Ringo played. The Frank Zappa that was a little robotoid in the book Them or Us, right?" And I said, "That's right, Frank. Notice that the author of Them or Us is not identified, right? And Frank Zappa is a character." He says, "Yes, Frank." He says, "Yes, Bob. That's right, Bob. You understand the multi-level literary exegesis of what I'm doing. Visualization of the kaleidoscopic textures of music for an acoustically, rhythmically biased time, Bob.
Time to do your moaning, Jerry."
Wild Man Fisher shows up as journalist. November 21st. Makes interview with Frank.
No,
you want the fucking interview before it happened.
I gotta you guys talk. I'm just gonna rest.
See, I live such a multi-level life, Jerry. I have to remember who the hell, I mean, I interviewed Worcester yesterday, right? That was a cosmic interview. Now I gotta do Frank. I did Mae Brussels. I did Stolnik.
Yesterday you were going, "Oh, now it's Kate from now out on my vacation." And you then, boom, you're hit.
A new assignment immediately.
You were always prepared, God.
That's right. When Dave Worcester, when I told him this morning, and I had to cancel the play, "Mom, I can understand it. You've been preparing for this moment for years and years and years."
That's right, Dave. So he accepts it.
It's almost a full moon, just like last night in 1985. Beware the ice moon. Yes, there's no doubt that Frank is furry Lynn and I predicted into my play. The play written on April Fool's Day, 1984. God needs a new play. He needs a new pattern. He has to bring Bob. See, things change so fast. And after Bob and Frank have to be brought together again to create a new alchemy that will subconsciously affect Frank, though he will publicly deny it.
Frank, were you affected by the Bob Marshall interview for KL somewhere or another?
On the fake radio station with the fake advertising budget and the fake journalistic department with the knockaway topic of Contra sponsored by Bob Marshall and his fake source, Mae Brussels.
Well, he'd say, well, Bob has always been a genuine fake. That's why I've tolerated his nonsense. And you know what? Genuine fake does change me in a world of phony identities and false images. Genuine illusions. Traverse travesties. Tragic tragedies. Comic comedies. Now, that's not redundant. There's a vast difference between cool and cool. Because in acoustic space, the same word that you see is not the same word you hear when it's repeated. Drilling is a repetition. Drilling is the method of repetition. Marshall McLuhan did it. Frank did it. Repetition is repeating conceptual continuity with subtle changes of texture. The scenery never changes. That's why, Jerry, you will make
the
move.
And the torture never stops.
The what?
The torture never stops,
Jerry, and that's why you will be put in the movie, because the scenery never changes. Therefore, anybody who's in Frank's employ is part of the scenery, and it never changes. The thing that drives Frank to acoustic obsession with a textural change, kaleidoscopic mosaic that reverberates his past life as an African, building mosaics in Muslim temples 300 years ago. Yes, define iconoclast. Iconoclast is that high school class you were in that you just couldn't take, and you thought the teacher had it in for you. That's iconoclast.
Define genius.
Genius is too easily categorized now. I think you're trying to ask me to define something that genius used to mean, right? No. Genius means implementer. Genius means maker of environment. That's why Frank said mother of invention.
Douglas!
The last genius, the mother of invention. What is the mother of invention? Is it necessity? Is invention the mother of necessity? That's the new question posed by Bob and his associates. And when they're in the holy office of McLuhan, the art of rhetoric, they say, Frank, is invention the mother of necessity? Frank maybe knew that. That's why he satirizes every object he makes. A replay of Marcel Duchamp, I grant you, but it hadn't been done in the music business. Frank is the recapitulation of all the avant-garde thought forms that appeared at the turn of the century under the effect of radio. That's why he said, kill ugly radio. That's why he said it was a movie for your ears. Jerry, you're asking me too many fucking questions.
Someday Frank will hear this, eh?
After he assigns me to write, after this interview, he's going to say, fuck, Bob, I've got to phone up Peter Accio Grosso. I've got to rewrite the book. You know too much. I've got to push the concept further than what you have told me. Yes, we must stall the publication, Frank.
When are we driving? We're still in Venice?
Can't we get on a goddamn freeway? This is going to the culture.
Yeah, I'm surface street ahead of God.
We're getting near the surface freeways, right? Oh, no, we can take that long. Okay, blow it, Jerry. Mark, you know, Frank, 1 minute late. Is he on Pacific Standard Time or what?
He ain't probably going to be.
Oh, good. So, in other words, there's nothing planned for tonight. That means Bob's going to be in there for years. Frank and I are going to talk, and the conversation will never end.
Give him a rose?
No. Flower power. No. So what we talked about, yeah, Frank might not be up. It'll be a Friday night, no interviews with anybody
else. That's the worst thing, because then how are you going to ask Jay, well, can I bring these two other people in?
Yeah, what if...
How are you going to handle that if Frank's sleeping?
You're going to give me the instructions at that point, but to say, I do not want to think about it now.
Okay. You're going to go, wait a minute, I got to go ask my driver what to ask you next.
No, Frank will get up just as we drive in.
There you go, positive thinking.
It takes 40 minutes.
There we go.
Non-freeway 40 minutes, right, Jerry? If we took freeway 25 minutes,
you can't do it on the freeway. Don't it take you longer on the freeway?
All right, Jerry, now you're driving clearly.
Soon going to be on Crescent Heights.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely free, 1966. Not released till 67. recorded in 66, then Frank went to Hawaii. Ooh, that was quite a trip. Am I right?
That's right.
You know that was
deep. Why did he go to Hawaii?
He had a commitment. I played the Cavs play over there.
Yeah.
In the Frank Kofsky interview. Jazz and pop.
Do you know where he discovered Napoleon Murphy Brown?
In Hawaii.
Ooh,
he's hot today. Bob's in trance. He's slowly moving into conscious mediumship.
Preparing for the first trance interview of Frank.
The key is Frank, said Bob Dylan, and Bob Dean was the only one who knew it. And Bob Dobbs made it well known, and Bob Marshall delivered it to Frank in 1985. I pointed that out. Frank says, I don't have John Wesley Harding. I can't check that out, Bob. I said, don't worry, Frank. If I know it, then the whole world will know it. So it is known, Frank. Do not need your verification.
Well, you brought it to Frank's attention, too?
Yes,
Matt. He just didn't know it. He didn't know the album yet.
He said, so I don't have the album.
That's amazing, because that's what they're doing.
Bob Dylan. Is this the way you go to work, Jer?
No, on your roof? This is the way I'll go to work on Monday to pick up Doggus.
What? Oh, because he has the
Yeah, he's got the free check.
We're on Christian Heights Boulevard now?
Right now.
When did these built? The 30s?
I don't know. What do you think?
Remember Day of the Locust?
Yeah.
Okay, this is like Day of the Locust stuff, right?
Do you like that book?
It wasn't terribly exciting, but interesting. I don't remember getting too blown away by it, but it's an interesting little replay of that period of Hollywood. Predictable outcome, the tragedy of looking for software fame without Bob working for him, you know.
You got a Canadian star.
Yeah, who was that?
Sutherland.
Yes, he's from the same province.
Is he?
Yeah, Nova Scotia. You just said that from the top right.
is he Bob?
You know, I told you five times.
What year were you born, Bob?
So you're Frank Zappa. It's a great interview. It's a great interview, Frank. You're quite a knowledgeable person, Frank.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, you're going to have me coughing all
unconscious trance, semi-limbo, where he reached conscious medium. February 2nd, 1982.
Fastest growing human being. Here's Bob. He sounds like he's 40 years old and he's only 6.5 years old. And he's interviewed, he's processed Frank. He's like the man who fell to earth and showed up in Hollywood Hills with that fucking tape recorder saying, the key is Frank. Yes, when I mentioned that to Alice Cooper in 1971 at Alice Tully Hall, he just laid there with a little snake. I said, you know, he's Frank, but John was there right now, he refers to Frank. He goes, you mean Frank down the street, right? The little guy in your neighborhood. I said, no, Alice, Frank Zappa. He said, now, trust what I say, it is Frank, the little guy down the street.
Honest to God, Vincent Furnier said that?
Yeah. In New York City. I think it was Town Hall or one of those town Alice Tully places, a little place. And I remember seeing little kids flinging themselves with the crowd just to be close to his noise. Play it, Bob.
Play it back.
That's Garrett. Play it for me. Is he on the show at that point? For Lenny goes, play it back for me. Tape this, Bob. Tape it in your subconscious and play it back for me. It is
snowy Christmas.
Yeah, you remember when he said that? I love it. He's great. He's quite a speaker. I want to get it. I'm going to fucking say, here's Frank Zappa and Blake Garrett. And everybody's saying, my God, Frank's gotten rather eloquent lately, you know, and poetic. Must be because he reread Howell or something. This is also perambulatory, you know, like little side streets. McCarthy, is that named after Joe or Gene? This is Wilshire Boulevard.
We're getting ready to interview Frank.
Frank's going to be interviewed.
Go tell him. Put your hamburgers down. Don't you know this is the day?
You see, October 21st.
You're saved, Bob. Yeah. You're saved.
Yeah. October is the 10th month. This is the 21st. Frank won't be up till midnight, so it'll end up into the 22nd. But if Frank, by perhaps, perchance, wakes up, it'll be 10-1, which is 1-1, which is 2-11s, which is 22, right? We got the 22 covered both ways. It could never have happened any other time. It's 22 is all over.
6-3.
Does that go all the way downtown to L.A.? Like, there's those kind of 7th Street's downtown L.A., you know.
If
we take a ride.
Yeah, this is an extension of that.
Because
we're on the edge of outer central L.A.?
No, we're entering Hollywood-ish.
But that's sort of north L.A. or south L.A.
Downtown?
Yes.
North. What do you mean south? It's like...
Okay, you have downtown
L.A.
What is?
I would call the downtown L.A. the middle of L.A.
Right. Now, where is Hollywood in relation to south or north?
Northwest.
All right. So we're northwest of the city of Los Angeles. No, we're in Hollywood, but we're in L.A. County.
We're just west right now.
But streets from mid-L.A. go into Hollywood. Same.
No, not Hollywood. Into L.A., into downtown L.A. So if we took a right and just kept driving, we'd hit downtown L.A. So we're west of L.A. right now.
Right.
But we're heading north into the hills.
And 6th Street.
But now all these people are going to know where Frank lives. Boy, I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, the 6th Street, though, is a street that runs into downtown L.A. and also runs...
Now through. We're turning down Venice Boulevard.
Yeah, and then on to 3rd Street. So see, 6th Street goes down to L.A., if you take it, down to downtown L.A.
3rd does.
Yeah, but this part of it is in Hollywood. So the streets cross over the divisions.
Yes.
I could just... Gail's gonna give me that ancient frown. Just like 18 years. She's gonna look there.
Frank, do that. Come back, walk for me again.
You're asking me?
No.
Oh,
no. What did they do that?
Oh, no. The crouched...
The crouched... Groucho walk?
Yeah, it's not like Groucho. Yeah.
Pajamas.
See, this is gonna look so suspicious when we come up to the door.
Air one.
Hey, what?
That restaurant we
call
Air One is right
there. You mean the natural problem?
Yeah.
We're gonna come to our engagement and say, well, Bob, terrible things happening. There was an earthquake just inside the Zappa's house. Goddamn earthquake just inside the house. I mean, nowhere else in the area. And Frank fell out of the bed and died. And I said, and I would say, Jay, mission accomplished. Jay, come work for me, Jay.
Oh, no.
Going in the video, Jay. Bring the family.
Think buttons, Jay.
Jay, you won't be on album covers anymore. You're going to be in videos. You're going to be listening to credits, Jay. No you more just a that. Face and nobody know who you are. We're going to put your name and your face beside the credits. La Sierra. What? I don't want to say it.
La Sierra.
Melrose. Melrose, that's good.
Melrose.
Hey, it's going to be sad if you guys can't sit in on it. I mean, what are you guys going to do? I trust Jerry of my fucking wife while I'm there with Frank driving around L.A. looking for a fake play. You'll be on your best behavior.
Are we going to the play if we don't get in?
I think it's too late. You won't get there. It starts at 8.
Yeah,
that smooths that up.
Sorry.
So,
we hope you guys get in.
We are. You think positive.
Yeah.
Look at that car. Friday night weekend. I don't know how to take cabs, right?
There's no way I can get home.
What time is it, Cal?
Quarter to.
Good. We'll get there in 15 minutes, right? We're on time.
Wait for it.
Yeah, a bit.
It's really
about a 30-minute weekend. Charles Willoughby was head of intelligence for Douglas MacArthur in the Far East, and only came out in the discovered by Nate Russell, pointed out by Nate Russell a few years ago, that he was really a Nazi war criminal.
Was?
Yeah, he was a Nazi. I can't remember his real name, who somehow hooked up with MacArthur.
Wiedemeyer.
Might have been Wiedemeyer. No, there was another guy named Wiedemeyer, I think. But he hooked up with MacArthur.
Hook 666.
And operated the Japanese, and he was in Germany. Tell me how that happened. And you have a street here named Willoughby.
There's romaine, as in romaine lettuce.
Or the Romanian Iron Guard, which was a fascist unit, worked for Hitler.
And look what street we're coming up. Can you read that?
Can't read it from here. Sunset Boulevard?
Keep looking and tell me the minute you can read it.
Santa. Well, I can guess. Santa Monica.
Santa Monica?
Good. But I say I can clearly see it. I can clearly see it now. So what kind of vision is that? Can you see it clearly? You got good eyesight. Yeah, it was a brilliant idea, Jerry, of you to take me before I went up there. Before I arrived. This has been great, re-listening to this. Listening to the tape of us being taped. I'm listening to it now. Now, Phyllis, you read that back to me. Yeah, Frank told me to say this to you, because this is the way the script is written, so that you guys can't visualize acoustic space. And that's the magic of Frank's music. That's the reason he hypnotizes you. That's why he's got the hypnotist listed on the credits, a freak out. Because Frank knows simple verbal confusion will confuse the average American teenager, creating the effect that he knows something, and you don't.
Is it electronic age or is it electric age?
The electric age. Either one.
Either one?
Yeah, well, electronics came out of the electric technologies. Electronic is a particular class of electric inventions, right?
But what do you usually say?
The electric. I don't say electronic. Really? Namjoon Paik tried to make a distinction. He said, Frank said electric, but it's an electronic age, said Namjoon Paik, founder of TV as art. Performance art. He tried to make a distinction, and I showed it to the floor, and he said, ah, that's all content. This is all content. As he looked at the magazine. The New Yorker article on Andrew Pike, May 1975. That was a month after I had asked Mr. McClellan if Frank Zappa was a 20th century artist. And McClellan said, if rock is an art. If rock is an art form, then yes. If rock is not an art form, and that is a hint of what I'll be discussing with Frank tonight. We're getting near that kind of floral heights.
Oh, there's Frank's head blowing you on the fucking horizon.
I recognize this fucking area. There's a record store down there, right?
No, that's where the 66 hippie riots were.
Yeah, is this taping, Carol?
Yeah, everybody's in their cars pointing at
me. Looking at what Gary's pointing at. They're all saying, yeah, that's what Frank wrote about.
Bob Dobb.
Poofing out.
Pooting, what's the word?
Poofters froth, Wyoming.
Yeah, but what is it?
to poop somebody. What's the one the French uses?
Pluke.
Pluke, yeah, yeah. I kind of remember
that's
that.
That's Ike Willis.
He came up with that?
Yeah, he got
who's grown. Pluking the monkey?
Yeah, who's pluking the monkey? So that was in the 70s I came up with that.
It's Frank's been
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah.
In Joe's garage.
There's Frank in the limo in yeah. front of us.
We're bringing him, Frank.
Yeah, we're going up. We're very close to Frank's house now, Rob. Unfortunately, you've never been in it. That's why you're so fucking obsessed with some other people magazine. I mean, you got to meet Frank. I mean, you stood there on February 5th and Beacon Theater while I talked to Gail, and you wouldn't come up and talk. You wouldn't say hello to Gail. I mean, you've got to make the personal contact to complete your karmic link there, Rob. You got to go through the burdos with Frank. You must be corrected by Frank and Gail. Don't hold back. Don't feel sad that you bootleg. You got to do it. Just come in as an innocent human being in Frank's presence, and you will be corrected. No doubt about it. We all get corrected under Frank's influence.
Did you get any on you, Rob?
Oh, it's getting pretty heady up here.
We're getting so high we can hardly breathe. Way above sea level right now. Mount Olympus.
Yeah.
Mount Olympus.
Tell us about the Greek gods, Bob.
Yeah, the oligarchs,
the Turnin Taxis family.
I remember walking up this street in 1970.
March 1970, we walked all the way up.
My.
Jerry, point out the Tom Mix house.
I come to the most definitely.
We didn't know how high this God's Mountain was. Look at those houses on the edges up there. Moon's probably living up in one of those houses now. You know, the royalty checks are coming in looking for our personal salvation. Now that she's
be
on her
careful,
own.
Be careful, Bob.
Dweezil, Dweezil. I want Dweezil.
Sick.
Give me Diva after Amit.
Oh, no.
Before Dweezil.
Look at that house.
Yes, Carol. Connie, give us the theme song for this interview.
Come on.
Hey, take a break. Think it out, Carol, and then do it. Sounds like, you know, it kind of sounds like it. Maybe he's got it down. I wasn't a very musical person myself. I'm one of those tone-deaf people that Frank loves to play for.
Yeah, he just wanted to read his interviews.
Yeah, I'm an interview fanatic. I'm into kind of
like, oh, music tapes? Oh, no, don't you have any interviews?
There used to be a store along here. Maybe
yeah, we're coming up to it.
The famous store that the GTO was hung out at.
The GTO. Girl called today. She says, where can I get a GTO zone?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because she probably read Pamela's book.
Probably. I didn't get into her with her, but I did want to get her home phone number. But
you didn't want...
I didn't have time to get into it with her. Like
you could have given Pamela's home number?
No, I didn't get her home number.
Oh, I see. Listen, this is going to go all the way up to the top, isn't it?
I know. It's delaying us. We got six minutes.
We will be late now. Definite. Now, we're coming up to Tom Wicks. Tom Mix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. This is coming up to the...
Oh, the lights are what slows it down here.
No, but it's definitely jammed.
Well,
we're coming up to the market, and then after a little while, then...
We want to be fashionably early, right? Fashionably late?
What's fashionable here in Hollywood?
Keep Frank's
waiting a little.
Yeah, keep him nervous. Get him nervous. It's going to be a long 5-minute wait for Frank from 8:05.
You're going to say, what fucking thing is Bob going to tell me
that'll really bother me and I'll have to go public again? Like I did with the PMRC.
Bob made me do it.
Happy birthday, Bob. That's what he sang at Beacon Theater February 5th.
When he was only 3 days off.
This is going to be so exclusive, Jerry. You're going to have the ultimate archive with this stage, right?
Yeah, people will be talking for years to come.
When Wildman Fisher.
Bob who?
Which Bob was it? Was it Bob Dobbs who did it, or was he Bob Marshall?
Laurel Sin.
Got it. Here it is.
The Canyon Country Store.
With a prostitute.
And I fumbled.
So appropriate.
Valet parking.
This is what Joe made Jimmy Swaggart very angry 20 years ago to see. He put Reagan into the governor. And that was that. Well, we're coming up to the top of the hill. The secret corner. The secret corner.